My name is Sebastian Koester, and I'm the owner of Beardium.
And what made you start this bar?
It was like making something new for Brucers. I think we used to trip a lot, and there was a lot of good place, but maybe not in Brucers. I think something was missing, so we wanted to make something different.
And what do you consider this as different?
I think we have a very different selection. Belgium is a very traditional country. It's very hard to give new beer styles. We used to be an importer for 4 years, and we always try to have new styles. And I think this was missing in Brucers, I think so.
Is that why you have so many unusual beers, and really from California, and you've really launched? Today was really your kind of a semi-official launch, I guess.
I think we always try to make something different. Stop it.
That's okay.
I don't know.
Like, let me start again. What do you consider different? There's so many craft beer bars now coming. This is highly unusual. You've got this lovely electronic board, but it's beers that a lot of people say might not have heard of. Is your customer base here? Is it, you know, is it the beer geeks that you're trying? It's very unusual. You're offering a real different menu from a lot of the other craft
what
beers.
What we did is that we try to... I lost my idea.
That's okay.
I had it like 2 minutes ago.
You're looking for a word?
Yes. So what we try to do is what we see outside, because we tripped that up. It can be in Scandinavia, where it's a big movement for the craft beer. And we used to move a lot in the USA. Barcelona is a big city. And all of what we are doing right now here is like a concentration of everything we saw a bit everywhere.
What is your background that got you so interested in the craft brewing and all these, you know, very unusual styles and beers? What's in your background that brought you here?
I think we just start like everybody with very traditional Belgian beers, like few years ago, like 7 years ago, and we grow little by knowing new things, thinking it may be better, and step by step we went higher and higher. I think today we have a very, very good selection. We import beers from the USA by plane, this kind of thing, to respect the product and the taste of the beer. So I think we try to do things differently.
And you mentioned that you have a shop or a distribution. Is it that's your background? You come as a distribution, so you distribute beers to the rest of Belgium?
Yes. Yeah. We just start with the web shop like 7 years ago. And step by step, we had a very good feedback from customers. And we went, and we still are number one worldwide on the Rate Beer.
For what? Number one on Rate Beer?
On the online retailer.
Yes. Go Belgium retailer?
No, worldwide.
Oh, you distribute worldwide?
Yes. So on Rate Beer, there is like a category for online retailers, and we are number one worldwide. So I think
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's something old, because we don't have any more rating from a long time. Rate Beer is like very dead.
Yeah.
But this is ratings that our customers gave us. So I think they are happy with what we were doing.
And you were exporting Belgian beers and around Europe, or what?
We never touched that much Belgian beers. Mm-hmm. So always specializing in foreign beers.
And but that's strange. So you would import, say, beers from the US and elsewhere, and then export them to other EU countries or worldwide?
Yes, of course. I think European market is very ready for what we are doing. We have very good returns. It can be in Holland, in UK, in France, in Spain, a bit area. We even export to Australia or Singapore.
Wow.
Some crazy country, Mexico. And yes, people come to us because they want the best.
And do you find, do you have a particular taste that you like or style, or it's universal? I mean, is it your knowledge that's picking the beers, or do you have other people helping you?
I think like a lot of people I used to love a lot of imperial stout, but I've been like a bit tired. I drink a lot of them for 4 years, but sometimes you feel it like too sugary.
Sugary, yeah.
And yes, so we discover new styles like Berliner Weiss, sours of course, the IPAs, and now the New England IPAs that are super tasty. And that's my everyday beers, I think.
And it seems with the web shop, you set up the web shop, and I can see some technology being used here to very good advantage. Is your background in technology, or you've just embraced it?
It's just a different application. I think Untappd do that, mm-hmm. but the visual is not that good. So this one is managing all the stock of the cakes, the pressure of the cakes, the entry date. This kind of thing. So I think it's a very good visual, but it's not only that. It's everything beside of that.
Oh, there's a whole computerized system to manage the pressures and all that.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you're probably the number one technological embracer in Belgium right now, would you say?
We are the only one in Belgium with the system. It's very famous in the UK. There is two or three places in France. This is brand new. This is very popular in the USA. So like Untappd, there is an application for personal buyers. How do you that?
How do you personal say that? Buyers?
Yeah, for
barrel management system.
Barrel.
But I mean, there is an application. So the user, we have the professional application, but there is a particular amateur application.
Yeah. And individual.
Individual. And this application is helpful to find beers, like a bit like Untappd, but maybe most famous in the USA.
And you've started with a big bang. Where do you hope to go from here?
I have no idea. Wait and see. We made this event today. We didn't know how it will turn out. I'm very happy because we had a lot of people, very nice feedback. It was like a risky to put 80 cakes from the brewery because if you don't sell them. But we had a lot of people, so I think people are happy with what we do.